Hollywood is finally on a roll at the box office. The film industry had its best start to the year since before the pandemic. So what do the studios have next? Well, here's critic Bob Mondello's spring movie preview.
It's going to be like a class reunion at the multiplex this spring. Lots of old pals.
Hello.
Well, look what TJ Maxx dragged in.
Sorry, who is this?
Though not everyone remembers everyone.
Do you know her? Do I know her?
I'm Andy Sachs.
She was one of the Emilys.
One of the what?
In The Devil Wears Prada 2, Meryl Streep is still Runway Magazine's Queen Bee, and Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt are still buzzing around her.
I am the new features editor at Runway.
No, you are not.
Yeah, we are all so thrilled.
You know what's funny is you've changed. You have. You're much more confident. Kept those eyebrows, though, didn't you?
A well-known title character in another movie kept a lot of her features, too, but, well, it's complicated.
We dug you up. I brought you back to life.
Christian Bale is Frankenstein's creature. Jesse Buckley, the woman he hopes to wed in Maggie Gyllenhaal's The Bride.
What did you want with a dead girl?
I'm the same. Born from the dead. I am a monster.
Yeah, so am I.
Some familiar folks from TV will join them in cinemas for the first time.
Whatever happened to Tommy Shelby? The famous gypsy gangster.
Everybody's favorite crime gang decided their finale deserved widescreen treatment in Peaky Blinders, The Immortal Man.
Tommy, you've got to come back.
While a little guy we first met as Baby Yoda is making his big screen debut in the 13th Star Wars film, The Mandalorian and Grogu. It's been 7 years since the last Star Wars movie, so the producers figure there's some pent-up demand. And that same theory applies to a biopic.
The tracks are made.
Of a pop icon.
The songs are ready.
Known as The Gloved One.
Let's take it from the top.
The film is simply called Michael, and adding intrigue is the casting of Michael Jackson's near look-alike nephew, Jafar Jackson, who will be stepping into his uncle's shoes and presumably moonwalking.
That's what people want.
Speaking of what people want, industry tracking reports suggest that one of the spring's most anticipated movies is a science fiction thriller called Project Hail Mary, about a middle school teacher who may be the world's only hope when the sun starts to dim.
If we do nothing, everything on this planet will go extinct, including us.
It stars Ryan Gosling.
Dr. Grace, the world is counting on you.
And is based on a novel by Andy Weir, who wrote The Martian. Like that story about a lengthy and dangerous space flight, Project Hail Mary blends suspense with humor.
So, I met an alien.
He's kind of growing on me. At least he's not growing in me, you know, which was a concern for a little while.
Starting out with humor, but then going darker, is This Is Not a Test, which puts high school students to the test as it mixes the Breakfast Club.
Drinking game?
Never have I ever cheated on a test. When you're smart, you don't have to.
With 28 Days Later.
Never have I ever survived a zombie invasion.
Always a first time. Other suspense flicks include Undertone, an audio-centric thriller.
Welcome to the Undertone Podcast, where we talk about all things creepy.
We're listening to 10 mysterious audio recordings from an anonymous email.
Oh my God. Also, Deep Water, a shark-infested bloodbath from director Rennie Harlan, Scream 7, the latest installment in that popular series, and Mother Mary, a fashion-forward thriller about a singer and her dress designer. In this one, Anne Hathaway will not wear Prada.
You can't really hate me.
Oh, yes, I can.
Is that what we're doing here? You're making me a hate dress? You'll see.
Thrills are also on the table when philanthropist Jessica Chastain gets involved with, and then overly fixated on, a young dancer she's been helping in the movie Dreams.
Maybe I'll just go back to Mexico. Stop calling me.
You think you know me that well?
You don't know me at all.
And in the movie Normal, Sheriff Bob Odenkirk presides over a town in Minnesota.
Life in Normal is quiet, peaceful, predictable. Until it isn't.
I'm at a loss.
If that all sounds kind of extreme, rest assured there are gentler tales headed our way, a few with redemption on their minds. The film Elijah Peel is about a hard-driving rock star and the heart attack that lands him in a cardiac ward with young Jessica.
They say you are self-destructive. Too many girls, too much partying.
I think someone's been watching a bit too much telly.
She is a buoyant but very sick little girl.
I thought you might need to pick me up.
You should be asleep, bud. That's a job well done! So I say, hey, hey, hey.
And just in time for the nation's 250th birthday, a tale of faith and founding fathers in A Great Awakening.
Benjamin Franklin.
Reverend George Whitfield.
A match made in heaven.
Or just a deal made in a print shop.
Inspiration also comes in sports dramas like Youngblood.
Youngblood coming out.
It's a Canadian remake of a 1986 Rob Lowe Patrick Swayze movie.
Hockey will teach you what you need to know about life.
As will boxing, when Wanda Sykes makes her dramatic debut as a former boxer, now a coach in the undercard.
This is your time, our time. You're born to fight. Do what we came here to do.
All very nice, but you say you're looking for laughs when you head to a cinema? Well, there'll be plenty, some aimed at kids.
Hey, Luigi. What's up, Mario?
The Super Mario Galaxy movie, for instance, and the Pout Pout Fish, about a perpetual frowner who lives up to his name.
Hey, what are you doing?
Can you help Pip out, please?
No.
Pixar's found a way to send human characters into the animal world in Hoppers.
Well, let me get this straight. You created a fake animal. Yes. Which makes the other animals think you're an animal. Yes. Guys. This is like Avatar.
This is nothing like Avatar.
And Andy Serkis seems to have taken some liberties in adapting George Orwell's dystopian classic, Animal Farm.
Pigs and humans working together. I like the optics.
Oh, we love the optics.
What are optics?
I think it's a kind of seafood.
Sounds like they may have missed the point on that one. Animal Farm has always been an adult comedy. But there's no shortage of those elsewhere, from How to Make a Killing, in which Glenn Powell plays a blue-collar outsider who's pretty far down the list of inheritors to his grandfather's fortune.
There were seven of them. Between myself and $28 billion.
He decides there's one way he could maybe increase his odds of inheriting.
If I were to prune a few branches of the family tree.
I'm sure you'll make a killing.
There are also comedies about theft of a less lethal sort, like I Love Boosters.
What's a booster?
Somebody that steals clothes from a store and sell it at a discount price?
It's like community service.
And what is possibly the oddest of the spring's comedies, The Sheep Detective, in which Hugh Jackman plays a shepherd who's really devoted to his flock.
I keep them well-fed, well-groomed.
And each day I read out loud to them mysteries, whodunits.
I like to pretend that they follow along.
But they're only sheep.
Of course, he doesn't speak sheep.
Oh, why would he stop there?
He was just about to say who the killer was.
This is torture.
Anyway, when they find George one morning not moving, they are prepared.
Our shepherd was murdered. And we shall solve the crime.
I've read you dozens of these stories. They follow very simple rules.
Look, the clue.
Nobody's going to pull the wool over their eyes. Could be a tasty bit of spring lamb at the Cineplex. Are you ready? I'm Bob Mandela.